serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Hear, Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Oh, bless his holy name, our Father, who art in heaven, Lord of hosts. Thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again. O praise be to his holy name. Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, first and foremost, I would like to give thanks this morning to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I also give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for you this morning, who have tuned in by the leading of the Holy Spirit. For the Bible clearly tells us that many are called, but a few are chosen. Many shall seek to enter into this secret place, this kingdom of God, but only a few shall find it. I thank you all this morning for your being obedient. For this day, somebody is taking up to the mountaintop. Oh, yes, he's going to increase your faith. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Oh, I love my job. What a wonderful time it is to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be hid in Christ. Oh, the enemy is looking for us, those that are hid in Christ. But, oh, he can't find us. He walk around looking just crazy. Oh, the Lord will rebuke you, Satan. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to his holy name. What a wonderful time to be in this resting place. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise be to his holy name. As usual, as we sit down to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit will once again make an attempt to open your eyes that you may be able to see this gospel, and open your ears that you may understand it. Oh, praise be to his holy name. This morning, the Holy Spirit would make that attempt through the book of James, chapter 2, verses 14 to 26. Oh, praise be to his blessed name. Thank you, Jesus. James chapter 2, verse 14 tells us, what do it profit, my brother, though a man say he had faith and had not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what do it profit? Even so faith, if it had not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith worketh with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scriptures was fulfilled which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how by works a man is justified, and not by faith alone. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Here we have Brother James, which Jesus, our Lord and Savior, have brother, like James and his other brothers and his sisters, and I don't think his mother Mary was included in this, but many of them, as though many folk during that day, did not believe in Jesus' earthly ministry. They did not believe that he was the Lord God Almighty. They did not believe that he and the Father was one. They did not believe in that gospel that he preached, that one must lose their whole life in order to gain his eternal life. They didn't believe in his earthly ministry. Only after his resurrection did his brothers began to accept this truth when Jesus came and visited them, showing them the power of the Almighty God and the power of his resurrection. Oh, praise be to his holy name. It is apparent that the Bible tells us that we are not to just be a hearer of the word, but the Holy Spirit declares unto us that we too are to be a doer. Jesus said unto them all, if any man come after me, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will seek to save his life, the Holy Spirit lets us know that he will lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for his name's sake, the same shall save it. In other words, if we try to hold on to our old sin nature and we refuse to go to the cross and follow Christ, then we can't have his life. You see, if we don't die with him by faith, then it's impossible for the fruits of the Spirit to be imputed into us. We will not experience the goodness of God. We will not experience him and his great love. We will not experience his love, his joy, his peace, his long-suffering, his gentleness, his goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. We will not experience that, because only when we are dead can he live. We have heard, as the Holy Spirit has declared unto us, that he must increase and we must decrease. Oh, praise be to his holy name. We're, as the family and the household of God, we are instructed by the Holy Spirit to do what we've been told. Our Father said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased, hear ye him. He's not referring to me or you or one of the local preachers. He's talking about his Son, Jesus Christ, our hope of glory. You see, this morning, as the Lord has sent me to you this morning, he put emphasis on staying in love. You see, the Bible tells us that if we have faith to move a mountain and yet have not love, we have nothing at all. He want to make certain that you all understand that it is the love of God that is coming to you, calling you to come unto him, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You see, Jesus makes it very clear that we're to labor not for the meat which perishes, but that meat which endured unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him had God the Father sealed. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Jesus makes it clear to us, my meat, he said, is to do the will of him that sent me and finish his work. You see, Jesus, in order for him to live on the inside of us, we have to be allowing him to work through our earthen vessels. We have to allow him to do that work through us. You know, here he is, or as the Holy Spirit gives me an opening with this ministry, here he is, where the Lord our God is one Lord. Adherence to a creed is not true faith. Even the demons know and accept the truth of the creed, but they do not possess saving faith. If one does not enact his knowledge of God, he is worse than the demons, for they at least tremble. The Bible tells us that just as James presented two examples of faith, he concluded with two examples of genuine faith, Abraham and Rahab. One was a Jewish leader whom had great faith, whose faith was perfect by his works. The other was a lowest citizen and a condemned Gentile city whose newfound faith was dramatized by her works. No matter whether one has the mature faith of Abraham or the baby-like faith of Rahab, there must be evidence of that faith. The evidence the Holy Spirit is referring to is that there must be a change in those that are saying that they are saved, that they are Christ. The Bible says that in the last days, many shall say, I am Christ. In other words, many shall say, I'm saved. But the Holy Spirit tells us that this confession, there must be evidence that backs this up. Oh, praise be to his holy name. As we turn to the book of Jude, Jesus' other half-brother, he tells us in Jude chapter 1, verse 3, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. The faith, meaning one faith. Jesus left his church one faith, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And that faith is that we died with him on that old rugged cross, our sin nature, what we used to be. And not only did we die with him on that old rugged cross, but we was also buried with him. Therefore, the Holy Spirit reveals to us in Romans chapter 6, verse 7, he that is dead is freed from sin. It's by faith we're freed from the power of the sin nature. Therefore, the Holy Spirit, our helper. You see, the Bible tells us that the secret things are hid, but a king searches out a matter. It's the sinning by Abba Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit is that revelation knowledge of that sin in the Holy Ghost that has been revealed unto the bride of Christ. And the sinning of the Holy Spirit was to work the works through our earthen vessels that was ordained for him to